And you're listening to NPR News here on WJFF, and it's time for us to do some local news. We got a couple things for you coming up. Before the end of the hour, we're going to hear from Staff Sergeant Doug Sandberg, host of Let's Talk Vets, giving some updates and some news and information specifically for veterans and their families.
Welcome. This is Staff Sergeant Sandberg, host of Let's Talk Vets, coming to you from an undisclosed bunker somewhere in the Hudson Valley with special news of interest to veterans, active service members, and their families. Here's some news from the Veterans Administration. Got a fever, cold, cough, or flu-like symptoms? Are you worried that you may have the viral illness? Well, the last thing you want to do is get out of the house to go see the doctor, exposing yourself and others to more potential bugs and viruses. VA can make it easier and safer to get back to health with virtual care through My Healthy Vet and VA Video Connect app for your smartphone, tablet, or computer. What is virtual care? Well, it means that you can contact your VA provider and health team member through secure messaging or receive treatment by telephone or video. Last year, in fact, veterans had over 20 million virtual interactions with the VA. Any veteran who qualifies to receive VA care and lives in the U.S. is eligible to use VA's virtual care. Virtual care is personalized and can connect you with your providers more efficiently than ever. Ask your healthcare team if virtual care can help meet some of your healthcare needs. Options include in-home health monitoring with tailored technologies, connection to specialists, and even remote scans and data. Virtual care is safe and effective. Imagine the benefits to you and your fellow veterans if you don't have the hassle of going to the hospital or clinic for the cold, flu, or other illness. You can stay at home, avoid battling for a parking spot, spending hours in the waiting room, and most importantly, you won't put other veterans at risk of highly contagious disease. Staying home is easier for you and safer for the community by helping to contain the spread of infectious disease. You probably already know about My Healthy Vet and that it's a great way to manage your health care with online prescription refills, VA appointments, and your labs and tests, radiology reports, and images just a few clicks away. With secure messaging and video appointments, reaching your providers while at home can be easy, too. While not for use in emergencies, a secure and private session begins with a simple request with a secure message for video appointment. Sign in and request one the next time you need to see your doctor or other provider. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie says the VA is ready for COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, call your local clinic or go to va.gov. Holmesdale. After years spent pushing for a VA medical center to open an outpatient clinic in Wayne County, veterans finally got their wish. The clinic started seeing veterans in Holmesdale and is already a relief for those men and women who traveled more than an hour for care. Now, instead of that hour more drive to that hospital near Wilkes-Barre, the clinic is where those vets can go for much of the care they need. George Hibbs of Hawley served his country during the Vietnam War, and all these years has had to stay on top of his medical needs. Until now, he's had to drive to the VA hospital in Luzerne County. But unless Hibbs needs specialized treatment he can only get at the hospital, he could take a short ride to the outpatient clinic in Holmesdale, now operating within the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center. Paul Sabin was a sailor who got so tired of going to Wilkes-Barre, he began going to Monticello, New York, for his health needs through Veterans Affairs. They're very happy to have something local. There's a lot of folks who've been lobbying for this for a long time, and some of them were the first ones through the door, said Dr. James Cruz. Dr. Cruz has to learn the new computer system for VA patients and said that lab services should be available through the clinic within a month. Half dozen or so new employees are also on board to help the vets who served this country. With special news of interest to veterans, active service members, this is Staff Sergeant Sandberg, host of Let's Talk Vets.